name is Darrell Miller. We're on the west side of Charleston. I'm a member of Keep Your Faith Corporation, which is a community outreach group as well as a literacy organization.
Tell me specifically where we are this morning and what your involvement is with this institution.
We're at Murray C. Snow Westside Elementary School, and we're doing the gardening program with agricultural therapy.
Tell me, paint a picture of what that entails in terms of your interaction with the kids, paint a picture with words about what you do.
Well, we do nutrition programs in the classrooms and gardening in the classrooms, windowsill gardening, which we take out to our outside community garden, well, school-based garden, where the kids plant and grow vegetables. We started probably about 4 years ago, working with the special education classes. We wanted to create a space where parents and children was in special education could have a place to come. We was going to football and basketball games and things like that. We wouldn't see the interaction. We wouldn't see them at all. So we wanted to create a space where when they wanted to come and enjoy themselves, they would have one. So that's when we approached the school about putting a garden outside.
Help me understand, a lot of people are going to be listening to this episode who aren't familiar with the West Side or with Charleston. Mary C. Snow is a newer school, right? This is it was kind of a big deal when this school opened up here in the neighborhood.
Yes, two elementary schools combined, Chandler and Glenwood. Glenwood Elementary School was really my elementary school, and we worked out of there a lot. We did a lot of classroom behavior, different little things. So when it combined, we just came with it. You know? This school was Mary C. Snow. Mrs. Snow was our principal at Glenwood at the time, and she was making sure out in the community. She always would. She had something to say to you if you did wrong, but she also praised you when you did good. So this school was had a vote on the name, and some people wanted it, some didn't. Some didn't know her, so they couldn't understand the meaning and the reason by it. But ultimately, that's the name now. It's Mary C. Snow.
Talk to me about the kids you meet, the families that you meet, the relationships that you build, sort of what their lives are like.
I'm from here, so a lot of these kids, I know their parents and things. So it's funny when I be like, oh, are you showing off? I know your daddy. And they laugh like, no, you don't. What's his name? Or I say their name. I'm like, nah. So that's fun in dealing with the kids in gardening because, you know, it's amazing how, like, the little girls love diving in the dirt just as much as the boys do. And so to be able to point that really more because sometimes they find little bugs and roly-polies is probably – the favorite little bug going on around here. So, and then they go home, and be able to tell their parents what they've done. Like, they had Brussels sprouts, or they picked some strawberries. You know, because we do a farmer. We work with local farmers as well, and we have them come to the school, and we give the kids tokens worth a dollar, and they go to the line and shop and be able to take vegetables home, fresh vegetables home. So when they get home with the vegetables, they have communication with like table talk. They have something to talk about, and they be so excited. And then I see a parent in the store, and they be like, well, now we buying vegetables when we come to the store. Thank you. And it be like a laugh, but it's beautiful because now I'm not just introducing fresh fruits and vegetables, also give them a topic to talk about at the table instead of being on them phones, you know. And then it goes on to other things because I say reading is one of our main focuses. I had reading problems growing up. So for a parent to get comfortable enough with us to come to us and be like, hey, I have a reading problem, or my oldest son, he really can't read, would you be able to help him out? You know, and that's what gardening has done for us. It's opened up the channels of communication to other services.
Tell me about your own childhood, your own school experience here on the West Side.
I love it. I love being over here. I love being here. You know, it's like growing up in school, I really couldn't read that good. I played sports and stuff, so I got by. But being able to read was something always in my mind. Like when I go to school, I'd pray about it, you know, because I wouldn't want to get called on to read. So I had a disciplinary problem, you know. I was a bad kid because I didn't want to be made fun of, and I was embarrassed of it, really. But as I got older in school, I start reaching out, and I really couldn't find what I needed. Ms. Lawson's she's our board member now, but she's a teacher that took it seriously, and she helped me. But I prayed about it, and I asked the Lord if he ever showed me how to read, I would show other people. And the Lord blessed me, you know. And so that's where Keep Your Faith Corporation came from.
Talk to me about... Did you all So that sounds like it was a pretty transformational moment. Yeah. Did I mean talk about how your self-confidence, self-esteem, sort of self-identity kind of started to materialize once you got organized, learned to read, and I mean, did you always know then that you wanted to be like giving back to the community?
I plan on being a bad kid forever because that's what I thought my life was, because I couldn't see past of not my struggle at the time, you know, because I was young. But dealing with the Lord, he told me I was somebody. So when I really believed that, it was pretty much over, you know, and that the confidence came with it and the walk came with it. So then I start talking to others. You know, I don't really get into it like, hey. But if you talk to me, I'm going to tell you about the Lord, you know, because that's who gave me this, everything I am right now, this confidence that I have in this organization is coming from that, coming from believing and then doing, you know, not just sitting. You know, one of the things that we preach is we have to be out there. We got to let them see us. Because a lot of kids, a lot of us, we look a certain way. So when kids see us, they automatically come to us and they're drawn to us, like Michael. And you know, we got a look that I think we was blessed with, so we can reach some people that others can't. You know, and reading has been, learning how to read is still a process for me, you know. And so I really think it's special, because you can read, pick up a book and be anywhere. You know, you can get away, and then you can use your education to get away if you really want to get out your neighborhood. So it's been a blessing to be able to come into school and be able to share my story with kids and then talk to me about some of their issues and then get with their parents. You know, we got a basic needs program where we help with identification, social security cards, all that, filling out job applications, housing papers. And this year we just started a workforce development program where we got guys learning how to do fiber optic wiring with Bridge Valley and Teal Tech and a couple other groups. Coalfield Development, Enact, and Greater Kanawha Valley helped us with that project. And that's going to move on forward to where we're going to be able to get into some of these shelters and be able to have them going to manufacturing. So we're not just going to house them, we're going to teach them how to work to stay housed. And that's a project that we're ongoing, we're going to work with the city on.
You've got to get ready to go soon, but let me just finish by asking you to maybe talk about, you mentioned, you know, education and reading as a way to sort of find other horizons, maybe get out of town, do other things. You're here though. What keeps you plugged in, connected, rooted here on the West Side?
Well, like I was saying, for leaving out of town is really not, I haven't thought about it too much, but reading can free your mind, you know, so you don't have to really, you know, you can go experience things. But for me, being here is, I think that's where I'm supposed to be right now, you know. Like, my work has really just started, you know what I'm saying? I'm really just starting to feel that I have a niche. You know, I've been doing this for a little bit now, but right now, at this moment, it feels like I'm opening up more, I'm learning more, I'm getting more people behind this movement that we got. So I'm thinking just in the last year how much it's changed and how much we've grown. So we got a farm in the neighborhood. We bought a piece of land over there and we was able to put a office over there where we're going to do workshops and stuff. And we didn't, you know, we wouldn't have thought of that we would own something like that. So I think we're just getting started. And I can see what this workforce development program can do for the city, you know, not just our community. So I'm excited about staying and pushing that.
Last thing, can you think of an example of like an interaction or a relationship you've built with a kid, an opportunity you've had to witness a kid sort of having a revelation, turning a corner? I mean, obviously, don't use names, but.
Well, we had a kid. We started off messing with him at Glenwood Elementary School. He was running the streets, you know. We created a basketball team. We had a smaller gym, but we would play, you know, play at each other in the neighborhood. And we just had to go pick him up, chase him down, find him all over the place. Long story short, right now he's playing for West Virginia State. You know, he's playing in college. He's going to college, you know. And there's just numerous of kids we could talk about that was bad. And we just would be around them, pick them up, make sure they get to practice. We used to go to shelters and make sure kids would get to school. And those kids are going on to college, you know. Our first group of kids we dealt with graduated last year, well, year before last. And we got another group graduate again because we've been dealing with them since they was little babies, you know. So seeing a kid that says he don't like school at all, don't want to participate in any kind of community activities to be now playing in college is a beautiful thing, because he had support that I don't even think he know he needed at the time, and then supporting his family, making sure they was okay so he could didn't have to worry about some of the things that grown folk had to. You know, around here in this neighborhood, kids see a lot of grown folk stuff. You know, they got to deal with a lot of things that they shouldn't deal with as kids, but it's the reality is what it is, you know. So being able to help him and his family, it's beautiful. Every time I see him, he just had a game last week, and he showed out. I mean, he showed out. And it is good to see him doing that, and he smiles, and he hugged me. And we got another kid. He goes to WVU. He's playing ball, you know, and he hit me the other day and just was talking about, man, you know, y'all was my first coach. And if y'all really didn't keep me going, I probably wouldn't play it anymore, you know. So just hearing them things is good, you know. So that makes me like, okay, well, this next kid, I'm going to go give him some of this, too.